Part of the 2020 zeitgeist here, a boom in apps to help with mental health. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. First, when you turn off large parts of the economy, cities and states are not collecting as much in taxes, sales, or income taxes. In some places, the effect is worse than in others. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
You know that saying, putting all your eggs in one basket? Well, some city and state budgets rely heavily on one type of tax. Michael Pagano directs the Government Finance Research Center at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
If you're dependent on just one piece of that chain and it dries up, where else can you go?
City and state governments that lean on sales tax have taken a hit, and it's more immediate because people aren't shopping or eating out. In some Oklahoma cities, sales tax is as high as 11%, and that's a big source of revenue for those cities. And as more people lose their jobs, income tax revenue dwindles. A place like Columbus, Ohio, relies on income tax for 3/4 of its revenue. States like California that rely more on property taxes may not see the effects for a year or longer if property values fall or foreclosures start to happen. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Housing makes up roughly 15% of the U.S. economy. Today, a key index of the confidence or pessimism of home builders is due amid all the coronavirus dislocations. Tomorrow, we'll get new home construction figures for March as well. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Early signs of the downturn's effect on home builders are not good. Allie Wolf is chief economist with the housing data and consulting firm Myers Research, which tracks thousands of new developments around the country.
So we looked at communities that were both selling in February and selling in March. We matched up their sales rate and saw a 50% drop nationwide.
Building has also slowed. Many states have designated construction workers as essential so they can keep showing up on job sites. But Wolf says they still have to comply with social distancing rules. So builders may have to stagger the masons, electricians, and plumbers.
The builders can only send in one trade at a time when normally they would have multiple in there. So this is starting to delay how long it takes to build a home.
Builders are also cautious about starting a lot of new homes they may not be able to sell. For potential home buyers hoping for deals, Wolf says she's not seeing a lot of price cuts yet. But builders are offering some incentives, like lower mortgage interest rates. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We're waiting to get the official retail sales numbers in about an hour and a half. They will cover March, and they're expected to be awful, even with the surge in grocery shopping as people stocked up. The stock market this morning, the FTSE index in London is down 2.2%. The S&P future here is down 1.9%. Crude oil, despite the big production cut, has fallen below $20 a barrel this morning, down about 3% now. Even before the pandemic, online therapy and therapy apps were booming. With the stresses of the pandemic, companies offering mental health services are finding a surge in new interest. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
6 years ago, Jennifer from Milwaukee started therapy to treat her anxiety in person. She didn't want to do online stuff.
Absolutely not. I feel like a big part about therapy is being able to see someone and be in the same room.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, her therapist moved their sessions to video. As soon as she can, Jennifer wants to go back to meeting her therapist in person. But for now, a few weeks in, video works. And it has to. In the era of shelter in place, online therapy has become the norm. For therapist Cheryl Aguilar, the transition has been a piece of cake. Back in 2015, the organization she worked with got a grant to do free video therapy sessions for Spanish-speaking immigrants.
This is a safer way for people to be able to feel connected. We have seen that highly stigmatized communities like the LGBT community that we were serving in Washington, D.C., felt more comfortable doing it this way.
With a global pandemic, an unprecedented economic crisis, uncertainty, it's no surprise that remote therapy is on the rise.
We believe that therapy should be anonymous, stigma-free, simple, affordable, and comfortable.
That's an ad for the online therapy company Talkspace. It's seen a 65% increase in users in the last month or so. Talkspace, BetterHelp, and Pride Counseling promise to match clients to online therapists for as little as $40 a week. That's a lot less than in-person therapy, especially for those without insurance. But for many Americans facing deep economic uncertainty, that's still a lot of money.
Did you know that people are 3 times more likely to open up to an AI bot than a real therapist?
That's the claim made by artificial intelligence therapy platform WISA, which has also seen a big increase in users with COVID-19-related stress. WISA offers regular online therapy, but its basic free plan lets you just text a bot, a penguin. He gives mental health exercises and tips. Still, artificial intelligence is where some in the mental health community draw the line. Therapist Catherine O'Connor says, sure, a bot can help with wellness tips, but...
The human connection is, I think, you know, one of the most healing for change and growth.
If you can afford that right now. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
And a San Francisco Bay Area animal sanctuary called Sweet Farm in Half Moon Bay has a deal where you pay $100 to have one of their llamas or goats join in your corporate Zoom video meeting. You know, live in one of those little video boxes staring at you. Hey, for $1,000 to public radio, I'd dress as a llama for your Zoom. Haven't worked out details of that fine offer, but maybe worth thinking about. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.